welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. It is an honor to be with you. It is Saturday morning, November the 19th, 2011. And what can I say? How grateful I am you chose to be with me as I offer to you some very interesting questions that were given to me over the past week or two. And I hope that in some way these questions, these inquiries, these maybe even insights at times are helpful to you. And if you would, I'd like to know a little bit more about Aspire, what I do, what I give, how I give it, what I offer, please come to the website at aspire.org, aspire.org, and cruise around there. You will learn a lot. If you look at, when you get to the website, look about Aspire, you can click on that, and there's a little video cast that I made that'll tell you a lot about what Aspire is all about and whether or not you're the kind of person that would benefit by it, you know? Not everybody would. All right, let's get to the questions. The first one comes from Frank. He lives in Dallas, Texas, and listens to our radio program here on the website at aspire.org. And you can go there and listen to past and even future radio programs that I've placed there for you in case you, you know, not going to be in town or you miss a show or whatever. They're there for you, free of charge. He asks, how does one live in the world but not let the world live in them as you talk about? I don't see how this is possible. We live in a world of great difficulty. How can this not affect us? Frank. Frank, the quote you are making here, to live in the world but not let the world live in you, is not from me. It is from Jesus many, many thousands of years ago. And it has to do with the state of our being. Now, if I live in the state of my being, if I am willing to live as a state of being, then something magnificent starts to arise in me. I start to feel the ebb and flow of a new life. You have a being. I have a being.